Hello and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. This is Darren Mitchell and welcome to the last day of the financial year, 2019/2020, today being Tuesday, 30th of June, 2020. And look, let's hope that the next 6 months is going to be a lot better than the 6 months that have just ended. So no matter where you are in the world, it's been a very challenging year for a lot of people and a lot of businesses. So everything happens for a reason, and let's hope that there's a lesson in everything here that we've been going through that we can take advantage of and springboard into a new financial year with some optimism and some opportunities to take advantage of. Hey, really exciting today because for the first time in, I think, 3 months, I was able to get back in front of people and run a workshop, albeit a quick 3-hour sort of power session I ran today for an organisation, and it was just fantastic to get back in front of people, albeit that we were socially distancing ourselves and keeping it real. But it was fantastic to get back into the swing of things and be back in a room with people and interacting with people in a face-to-face capacity. Now, having said that, obviously use of technology, Zoom and all these other platforms have been fantastic, but there's nothing that beats getting in front of a group of people and teaching and facilitating a workshop that it's just phenomenal. I just love it. So today was a great day, and I've got another one tomorrow, which is awesome. Hey, what I wanted to talk to you today is we were talking about empathy, and particularly empathy when it comes to dealing with customers. And this applies to not only anybody that deals with a customer, whether it be a customer service technical type role, but also specifically for salespeople as well. One of the key things that we've always talked about in the selling game is that customers will do business and end up doing business and hopefully continue to do business with people who they know, who they like, and who they trust. And so from a selling perspective, one of the best things we can do is to build credibility and build a level of trust. And one of the best ways to do that is to demonstrate a level of empathy with your customers and prospective customers. Now, we talked about this today in the workshop, and it was really interesting to see some of these guys had been in customer-facing roles for quite a while, but hadn't necessarily been trained in the finer points of building empathy and building rapport. And so we covered off specific areas of how do I build empathy really tangibly, and how do I build empathy and rapport specifically so that I can stack the odds in my favor that not only will the customer start listening to me but wanting to do more business with me, but there's seeds that are going to be planted for future business down the track. And how do I actually build this in a really non-threatening way? And so we talked about a number of strategies, but I shared with them specifically around empathy and building rapport quickly with somebody. I shared with them four elements of rapport, which I wanted to share with the podcast listeners today, that hopefully will be of service to you, whether you're a sales leader, whether you're an aspiring sales leader, or whether you've got a team or you're an individual contributor looking to increase your credibility and capability within your customer base, but also building credibility with individual customers through empathy. And how do I build rapport quickly so I can get people to get on my page quicker? And therefore, how do I give myself the opportunity of being able to create more opportunities, and through more opportunities, create more business? And so I thought I'd just take you through the four elements of rapport that we covered off today. And I trust that this can be of use to you, and I challenge you to use it. Now, some of you might be listening to this and thinking, well, I do this every day anyway, and in which case today's episode will be a reminder of the good habits that you've developed. And my challenge to you is continue to do that, but also continue to see how you can take some small incremental improvements and get better, and look for each day to get better in these elements. And for others, there may be some new perspectives you can take from this episode that you can utilize to improve your relationships with your key stakeholders, but also with your customers. So what we covered off was that in the four elements of rapport, there are four components to this. And the first one is questioning and listening. Now, on a previous podcast, I explained the four levels of listening and how many people actually don't listen as intently or as intentionally as perhaps they think they do, and certainly not as much as they should be. And so this is not about going back over that old ground in terms of the four levels of listening, but it's really thinking about, well, if I'm going to build rapport with somebody, whether it be a new customer, a key stakeholder, a channel partner, etc., how do I ask good quality questions, and therefore how do I listen so that through that process I'm actually building rapport pretty quickly with the person that's in front of me or the person that's on the end of the phone. So the first element being questioning, listening, there's a number of components to this. Now, if you ask most people what happens on a Monday morning when you come back to the office after the weekend, What is the first question that people tend to ask of each other when they see you for the first time on a Monday morning? And the chances are would be, g'day Stan, g'day Tom, how was your weekend? Now, when you ask that question, the standard response from a lot of people is anything from, yeah, it was great, or not bad, or I didn't get up to much, or not much. It's very rare that somebody will give you a complete dissertation on everything that's happened from Friday night right through to Sunday night. And so the natural tendency for most of us is we will ask closed-based questions, such as, how are you going? How was your weekend? And often both on those questions, we'll end up getting a very singular or a very abbreviated response, such as good, not bad, awesome, whatever it is. So what we need to do is start getting better, particularly when it comes to building rapport, at asking open-ended questions. Now, if we can ask open-ended questions, it's literally an invitation for the person who we're asking that question of to tell as much or as little as they would like to share with us in terms of information. So the classic, how was your weekend, could then be turned around and say, well, tell me what you got up to on the weekend. Now, that is a much more open-ended question, and it gives the opportunity for that person to tell as much about what happened on the weekend as they'd like to tell us, or as little as they'd like to tell us. Now, in this particular case, I often ask people, have you ever watched TED Talks on the internet? So if you haven't, TED Talks are the technology, education, and design public speeches, if you like, that is literally on any topic across those three spheres, and they are about 15 to 20 minutes. They're phenomenal. So if you haven't checked out TED Talks on the internet, look up YouTube, type in TED Talks, and you'll have a huge variety of public speeches on any topic across those three spheres. But the key thing is we're going to use TED as an abbreviation to literally take any sentence and turn it into an open question. So always remember TED, and it stands for tell me, explain, and describe. So instead of saying, how was your weekend, say something like, well, tell me what you got up to on the weekend, or tell me what's keeping you up at night, which is a classic sales question. Explain to me the process you go through to go from here to here. Explain to me your digitization process, or can you describe to me your supply chain process right now? So whatever the sentence is, if you use TED as tell me, explain, or describe, that will take any question that you're going to ask and turn it into an open question. Now, if you do that, you're going to be asking a more open-ended questions, and you're going to be getting more information from people. That will in itself, as long as you're listening, enable you to build rapport a lot quicker. So that's the first element. Now, also remember that if you keep asking open-ended questions, if you keep doing that, you potentially go round and round in circles. So you do need to ask some closed-based questions to close off the conversation. Otherwise, you'll never end the conversation. So there is a time to ask closed-based questions, and that will be when it's ready to close off the conversation. So you close it off with things like, well, is there anything else we need to talk about? Or is that right? Have we missed anything? So that will enable you to close off the conversation and move on to the next point or to the next customer. So the first thing there is making sure that you're asking open-ended questions, but also when you're asking those questions, make sure that you are listening intently to the responses that you're getting, because that'll help you with the first element of rapport and start building that rapport level. The second one is communication styles. Now, I alluded to this when I did a presenting podcast, I think last week, and essentially there's going to be four types of people, and I'll do a separate podcast and go into this in a little bit more detail. But essentially there'll be four types of people you'll be dealing with. First of all, you'll be dealing with people who are going to be looking for what's in it for me. They're going to be quite self-focused, they'll be highly energetic, but they'll be making quick decisions. So you've got to make sure that you're going to be talking their language and making sure that you've got something in it for them. You're also going to have potentially people who are not necessarily going to be interested in what's in it for them. They're going to be more concerned about what is in it and what are the impact or the benefits going to be for their team, their business, their constituents, their environment. So they're going to be more focused on others. Then you'll have people who are the third type who are going to be more interested in the facts, the details, the process. They're going to be really analytical and very highly detailed. So you've got to make sure you cover off some detail for those people. Otherwise, you will not be building rapport. And then the fourth type, you're going to have somebody who just wants to get to the point. They're going to be in a hurry. They're going to be quite urgent. They're going to be very direct. They love a challenge, and you don't have a lot of time with them, so you've got to get to the point really quickly. So if you can start identifying different types of people and then adjusting your communication style to suit the type of person you're speaking with, whether it's going to be something in it for them, something in it for others, highly detailed, or just to get to the point, then you're going to be able to build rapport quickly with that person once you can identify the type of communication style that you're dealing with. And look, this takes practice. And as I said, I'll record a podcast coming up that will go into this in a lot more detail. The third type, or the third element of building rapport, is what we call physical mirroring. Now, if you're face-to-face, this kind of makes sense. And that is, we communicate on an unconscious level more than we do consciously. Now, most people tend to focus more on their conscious communications in terms of the words they speak, but understand that through the work that Albert Mehrabian done, who's a professor of psychology at UCLA in America, he worked out that only a small percentage of our communication impact comes through the words that we speak. It's the majority of it comes through how we speak in terms of our tonality and the body language that we hold when we actually communicate. So physical mirroring is a really important way, particularly when it comes to face-to-face selling and face-to-face interaction with customers. It's a really quick way to build rapport very, very quickly. And so this is all about mirroring matching voice speed, mirroring the body language of somebody. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to mimic somebody, and this potentially takes practice, because often I'll see people mimic somebody else. So if a customer has their arms crossed, immediately the sales executive will cross their arms as well. Now, if a customer is attuned to this, they could potentially call you on that and say, why are you mimicking me? Why are you copying me? You need to be able to do this naturally. But if you actually think about and watch people who have known each other for quite a while, they will naturally get into a physical state and a physical posturing position unconsciously, to the point where if you took a photo of those two people having a conversation, or in some cases a group having a conversation, you'll notice that they're either standing in a very similar way or they're sitting in a very similar way. That could be they've got their legs crossed, their ankles crossed, their arms crossed. It could be they've got their head resting on their hands, whatever the case might be. They're physically mirroring each other, and this is the quickest way to build rapport. It's also one of the quickest ways to break rapport as well. So with a physical mirroring component, you've got things like your voice speed. You've got your tonality of the voice. You've got the volume. You've got the pitch of your voice. You've also got a really important thing called eye contact. Now, when you're having conversation with somebody, and particularly in the Western society, in Eastern cultures, eye contact is not as prevalent. But certainly in Western society, eye contact is absolutely critical when it comes to building relationships, and physical mirroring as an eye contact component is absolutely critical to be able to do that effectively. You've also got to consider what the posture is, how you stand, how you sit, but also be aware of the gestures and the movement. So if you can use physical mirroring to your advantage, it means that you're going to be in a position where you're building rapport really quickly. And of course, when you build rapport, you've got a connection. And once there's a connection, there's an unconscious connection, and therefore it's much easier to then communicate a message when you've got somebody who is connected with you. And I often talk to sales teams about this, and whether it be in any type of industry, you'll never be able to say the wrong thing to the right person. And one of the key ways of getting to the right person is to build really, really strong rapport. And you do that through what we're talking about today, through questioning and listening, through understanding what sort of communication style is the person that I'm dealing with, but also utilizing physical mirroring to my advantage. But you're doing it in an ethical way. You're not doing it to mimic anybody, and you're not doing it to manipulate anybody, because that becomes unethical and it certainly won't deliver the result that ultimately you're looking for. So that's the third element, physical mirroring. And then the final element is what I call interest and attention. And this is where you're putting yourself in the customer's shoes or the other person's shoes. You're really demonstrating empathy, and you're putting all of the previous three things into practice. And literally here, what you're doing is you're asking yourself, am I genuinely interested in this person that's sitting or standing before me? And if I am I paying attention to them? Am I looking for the cues? Am I actually looking for and listening for what they're saying? Am I asking the right questions? Am I matching their voice speed? Am I really genuinely interested in them? Now, if I can say that yes, I am, it makes it a lot easier for the previous three elements to play out and get the result we're looking for. So the four elements then are asking great questions, asking great open-ended questions, and then listening to the answer. But also understand that you're going to need to ask sometimes some closed questions as well to close off the conversation. And look, the other thing to be aware of as well is, even when you ask some open-ended questions, sometimes the customer or the person is not going to give you as much information as you would hope they would. in which case you might have to probe a little bit more, which just means asking some more detailed questions to get a bit more information out of them, and still utilize the tell me, explain, and describe method in terms of TED, because you'll be able to get more information out of them. Also, think about what type of person is standing or sitting in front of me or on the other end of the phone. Are they detailed? Are they want to get straight to the point? Are they in it just for themselves? Are they looking for something for their team, etc., etc.? And then work on your physical mirroring, because if you can do that, you'll be able to get on the same page really, really quickly. So the great thing about this morning is the guys really took this on board, and I saw them, I put them into teams, and they were practicing this, and they could really feel the difference between when they're having a conversation in rapport and then when they're having a conversation specifically when they're out of rapport, and there's a massive difference. So the challenge today, whether you're an individual contributor, whether you're a salesperson looking to improve your sales strategy, or whether you're a sales leader looking to improve and train your team to get better and build better relationships, just ask yourself the question across these four elements: how good am I and how good is my team at asking good open-based questions? Are they genuinely open-based questions? Am I listening intently to the questions, to the answers to those questions that I'm asking? Also understand, am I really clear on the type of people that I'm dealing with? Or am I making some mistakes? Am I just communicating from my own perspective and not considering that other people are going to be different, and that other people will be looking at things from a different perspective? And also be aware of, am I utilizing physical mirroring to my advantage? Am I really paying attention to the other person and then manipulating my body language to mirror them so that we can build an unconscious connection really quickly, which will enable anything to be said and anything to be passed across that connection? And am I genuinely interested in the person I'm having the conversation with? Because as we said, people want to do business with people who they know, who they like, and ultimately who they trust. And so the quickest way to build trust with somebody is to build rapport really quickly, but it has to be genuine. Anybody can manipulate their body to try and create a level of rapport, but there has to be some substance behind it, because we'll quickly get found out if we're doing it just to serve our own purposes or just to get the sale. So it has to be a genuine attempt to build a quality relationship, and therefore has to be a quality attempt at building rapport, because it will come back and bite us if we don't do it. So I trust that helps and is of service too. And if I can help you, as always, remember, you can get on my calendar. Let's have a conversation. Go to leadwithdarren.com. Pick a time, we'll have a call. I'd love to help you take your leadership to an exceptional level, but also help your team do the same thing. So until next time, really hone in on the elements of rapport. Really question, am I building rapport quickly? Am I doing it well enough? Where do I need to improve? Continue to focus on that. Continue to live outside your comfort zone. And above all, continue to strive toward exceptional. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.